Ring culture, we here. Last week, we ended the show with where we thought Giannis was going. He ended up going nowhere, guys. And it looked like it was all a big facade. And we have to do the huggy lowdown, Jamar. Shams Charania, you are the Bama of the week. Because, nigga, you said this was going to be the wildest offseason ever. Nothing happened in the offseason. Then you was teasing this Giannis trade for months. And then nothing happened. And then Giannis tweets, fucking Wolf of Wall Street, I'm not leaving. And Doc is saying Giannis needs to trade you because Giannis is coaching the celebrity game and Shams is on his team. Yeah. So what type of propaganda was this, D-Lo? What the hell?
Bro, this is all of this. This is what I was talking about for the past couple of months with the media shit, bro. And how niggas be so geeked up off what niggas be saying, how they be gassing shit up to be more than what it really is. I just think that Shams, he was in the little light behind Woj at the time. Now that Woj is out the picture, niggas still be bringing Woj in.
Because he's the king.
I see niggas.
Woj didn't have to do nasty stuff like this.
We need Woj back.
Yeah, because Woj didn't do that. And don't y'all notice all the big moves that happened that we're going to talk about? He didn't break it. Yeah, he didn't tease none of this shit.
Some of the moves he got from other niggas.
Yeah, he didn't get nothing. Shams is stinky.
He used to get shit though.
Yeah, he's weak. He don't have nobody pushing him no more. It's like Madden. Madden's ass now because they don't have nobody pushing him.
That's like 2K
ass. Because nobody pushing him no more.
Shit, Mark Stein was my guy. That's who I fuck
Steiny
with.
Mo, shout out. He's been doing work though, D-Lo. He's been doing work this.
That's what I fuck
He's been, him and his crew, they've been doing a lot of numbers. They've been leaking. They've been talking about a lot of these trades. So, yeah, Steiny Mo still doing work. So, yeah, I mean, Shams, you're a suspect. But let's talk about the moves that did happen, I guess. Let's talk about the big move that hit us locally. Jose, your brother, Anthony Davis, is now a Washington Wizard. He's wearing number 23. First time to do it since Michael Jordan. All the Wizards had to do was give up 2 first-round picks, but none of them are theirs. And the pick that they gave up in 2026 is the OKC's first round pick, so it'll most likely be the 30th pick or 29th. So
anywhere between 29 to 30.
And then they gave up Marvin Bagley, who's having a good season, and a few. AJ Johnson, he had a good couple games, a raw athletic guard. But I mean, the Wizards won the trade, I'll say. But how do you feel about him being in your hometown?
I mean, it's a good fresh start for 2026 for the Wizards, man, because they got Trae Young, and yeah, AD, you know, still a Hall of Fame nigga. You know, the problem is you can't stay healthy, bro. So hopefully you can. You can stay healthy in DC. I don't know. Maybe our doctors, our athletic crew can keep you in shape better. I don't know.
But this year he's averaging. Yeah, this year he's played in 20 games. He's averaging 20 points. 11 rebounds.
How many blocks?
Yeah. 1.7. So
still good.
Yeah.
Still all right. I think he's going to do better in D.C. Like I said earlier before we par, I was like.
He play this year, though?
Yeah.
Automatically, he's top 5 center in the East. Top 3.
But you don't want to play center, D-Lo.
I'm just saying.
You don't have to.
I don't want to play center yet.
He's a Wizard right. Center right now, though.
Sorry.
It was
he back, could play for
yeah. Sar 200 pounds.
Well, Sar and it don't matter. They're going both of them going to be down.
Yeah, they're twin towers, man.
It don't matter. Power forward, center, center, power forward.
It's a nice
forward.
Shot blocking duo. Exactly. Maybe the best in the league. Yeah.
So
Alex Sar leading the league in blocks because Wemby, you know, he's a league. You can't count.
Regardless, you put.
But still another Frenchman.
80 in the East now. He's a top 5 power forward or center.
Yeah, he is.
Whichever way you want to
play. I mean, well, who we got so far? Giannis, Embiid.
He better than Embiid.
Cat.
You think he's better than Embiid? Yeah, this version of Embiid. Yeah, oh, no, Embiid's been waking up right now.
I got Embiid.
Yeah,
Embiid's
been going crazy.
I haven't seen Embiid
So yeah, he's been blacking out.
Yeah. Right now, he got like 15. It's just
and Embiid always gives him work when he plays. When they play.
Yeah, Embiid always cooks all of them niggas.
So, yeah, I give you Embiid, Giannis. And
even Derek Queen was talking Embiid, about, I want to see Embiid, and he got the business.
Maybe Cat.
Yeah, Cat. Cat is better. Yeah, this version of AD.
And then that's it. That's the only people I'm.
Yeah, those three. That's fair.
I'm not putting Bam over him for sure.
No, hell no.
For sure.
And not Siakam.
For sure.
Nobody from Cleveland.
Yeah, Mobley's supposed to be better. Yeah, Mobley is. You said he's not, though?
But he's not.
Still?
He's supposed to, but he's not.
He's not better than AD.
He's not. And I don't fuck with
him. Yeah, that's fair. He's not. Now I'm with you guys.
For real.
He's supposed to, but he's not.
AD could be number two, for real.
He's not better than Giannis.
Embiid this season is averaging 26 points.
Damn, for real?
Yeah, 7.4 rebounds, 3.8 assists.
I don't know, man. I think AD's still at least number two in the East.
I'll give you two or three. I'll give you three.
You're not better than Cat.
Last few games,
I think Cat is better than
Embiid.
AD
he's gotten 24, 40, and 11. 37, 29,
are we talking healthy?
38, and 11. Yeah, this is Embiid. He's been
healthy. Healthy Cat versus healthy AD.
I'm talking about AD as you can count on him now and Cat.
That's what I'm saying. AD now, he was averaging 20 points.
I'm saying AD healthy now.
Shit, Cat, or is that?
Cat is.
He had like 24.
Cat's better.
No, fuck, he don't.
I think Cat's playing better this year.
Not playing with Brunson, he don't.
Who, Carl Anthony Towns?
He is now, but at first...
Yeah, this year he's averaging 19.9.
Yeah, I was like,
but last year he averaged 24. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why they was trying to move Cat.
They was talking about it.
Allegedly.
Cat is adjusting to Mike Brown's system now. He's been playing better. Cat's been playing better. Because
they be taking him out.
Yeah, Cat played better.
They take him off
of
Mitchell Robinson on defense and shit.
Oh, he's starting to play.
He's a shot at him.
Oh, no.
He has to play the four. That's what happened in Minnesota. Remember, they had to get Gobert. He needs a chaperone because he's not a real center. He doesn't protect the rim. He's a liability on defense. That's why they have to put him at the four. But then he got barbecued by Siakam. We saw he got put in that spin cycle. So, I mean.
Damn. So, yeah, the East is wide open.
Yeah, that's why it's top six seed next year. Next year, 27.
Yeah, but just AD and Trey.
AD, Trey. Another year of Sar, year three. And year three, George. Year two, Trey Johnson, and then, please let us win the lottery. Darren Peterson, pull up. Because that young man, a quick aside, I've been watching a lot of college basketball the last couple weeks. I watched the BYU-Kansas game. I watched the UNC-Syracuse game. I watched also UNC when they played Georgia Tech, because I've been loving Caleb Wilson. That brother's special. Can't wait to see them play against Duke tomorrow. Saturday. But, Darren Peterson, he's the one. The way he went against A.J. DeBonza, that was like the biggest, I would say, regular season basketball college game for the guys in a long time, because these are the two best prospects and they're in the same conference, so it actually had stakes for tournament seeding and all that. And
so they're going to play again, right?
Maybe. Not in the regular season, but probably in the tournament.
Maybe in the tournament.
Yeah, but.
But they might be on a whole completely different size.
Yeah, so you got to make it to the championship game. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You got to make it to the dance. I like that. Yeah, I mean, BYU got talent,
BYU
though. Richie Saunders has been cooking.
They're going to make it to the dance.
I mean, BYU, they're both ranked. They both ranked, but Darren Peterson, man, he the one. Even against Texas Tech, I watched that game. He had a stinker. He had a stinky game. But he still made the shot, a three to tie at 61-61. Then he made the eventual game-winning shot, another three. So I'm like, all right, even when he has a cold night, he still can be clutch. Like, he's the one. Wizards, I hope you get the first pick. But, back to the NBA. Jamar, Anthony Davis on the Wizards. Trey Young, how do you feel about this illegal policy of just being allowed to put people on ice to try to help your lottery odds? Do you think the NBA should ban this eventually? Because there's rumors that Giannis might go on ice too to help the Bucks standings.
If the NBA, if that's what they're doing, then the NBA should teach them a lesson.
Oh, you think rig the lottery against us?
If that's how they doing.
Oh, what do you mean?
Because I feel like that's what happened with the Mavs when they lucked up and got cooped.
Yeah, and they had the 10th best odds. They were a playing team.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Yeah, because right now in the standings, the worst team is the Kings, but the four worst teams have the same odds, and that right now that's the Kings, the Pelicans, the Pacers, and the Nets. And then right the Wizards are right above them with 14 wins. So, yeah, it's really bottom of the basement. Then you got the Jazz with 16 wins. They just traded for your favorite op, D-Lo, Jaren Jackson Jr.
Jaren Jackson?
Hey, man, come on, man. What do you think about this front court that the Jazz are trying to build with Lauri Markkanen, 3J, and Walker Kessler?
I don't know. I mean, it gets to hide Jaren Jackson for once because he plays good with another center.
Yeah, he needs a chaperone as well.
He's not doing it.
He's not a center. He's a four.
So I think that it'd be all right if Kessler's going to stay, but there's rumors that he's not going
to
stay.
He's a restricted free agent, so he has to stay.
We can match. Have to.
Yeah, he does. He's a restricted. We can match everything.
Yeah, if they match it, though.
They will match it. They're going to keep him. That's their intention. That's a part of the 3J trade.
Yeah, until somebody else comes in and be like, we want to pay up. They might say, I want to give this nigga $120 million.
They can pay it. They don't have
if they want to.
They roster is young, like, so they don't have to.
Paying them.
The only big contracts they have on the team right now is 3J and Lauri.
They might not value him as high as other teams do. We see that all the time.
Now they value him though. That's why they made this trade with they shut Walker Kessler down because they're trying to help their playoff odds as well.
That nigga Kessler, he just caught the rebound one handed and banged that motherfucker.
Spurs are winning 135 to 123. You already know what time it is. They are the 2 seed in the West. Klay Thompson got blessed. There was rumors that they was trying to get rid of you, but nobody wanted you. Have you got to stay in Texas?
Yeah, it's surely there.
Yeah. Imagine if he ended up somewhere like,
Utah.
Like Sacramento.
Yeah, I was thinking. Too.
Oh yeah, Utah, yeah, man.
That shit crazy. How yeah, Sacramento was hot for a little minute.
Yeah, hey. But Osei, are you impressed by the Jazz decision to get Jaren Jackson Jr.? Does that move the needle for you down the line? Because they're also
They're trying to go with the big, you know, tall,
and they're also willing to rest him so they can get a high pick. So then their theory is, you got that front court, you got George, and then whoever, Ace Bailey, and then whoever you get in the draft. So they feeling like we're going to be loaded next year.
I respect the move. I see their vision a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to work around Ace. They got Markkanen. They got Kessler, right?
Yeah,
that team's going to be all right next year. Utah's going to be a team, you know, to keep an eye out for.
I mean, bro.
Really trying to do something for Ace, bro.
But Ace so always been trying to do something. As soon as they got rid of, like, Donovan and Gobert, they've been.
I mean, they had to do that. This is the first time they finally got it right. It looks like Keontae George has been balling.
Yeah, he stepped it up.
And then, Kessler, he's out for the season with a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
Come on, it's some R&B shit. They told that nigga to take it easy. Yeah, we got you, brother.
Come back next year.
Still getting paid.
Exactly. And they're gonna tell Jaren Jackson to take it easy, brother. So
you ain't gotta tell him to take it easy.
Oh yeah, you're right. Mr. Four rebounds.
You ain't gotta tell him to take it easy.
Mr. Four rebounds. But that's why you got Kessler. I mean,
he averages 4 rebounds.
You ain't gonna have to rebound.
7.
Oh yeah.
You don't gotta rebound though.
Now he does. He still needs some help.
Him and Kessler, going to be crazy. Kessler's,
yeah. Oh, my God. Watch your head.
Why did he jump off the trampoline like
that? See, what happens when you have all those guys there.
Those type of guys. There's three of them out there. Snow time.
Okay, watch it. Watch your head.
LaRavia. Oh, say he was born in Pasadena,
What
man.
Did they say? What
That's the American.
What did the movie say?
White man can't jump. White man can't jump.
Why did he jump?
That's why the 76ers were happy to trade Jerry McCann, because they're going to pay Grimes now. We're going to talk about that move later, but...
Why he bang on that?
Yeah. Let's talk about a trade that's near and dear to my heart. My brother James Harden.
He don't look as big as...
But D'Lo right, though. It was a facade. Even though he's skinny, he's still the same nigga. Yeah.
James Harden got traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers for Darius Garland and a second-round pick. I don't want James Harden here. I wanted my brother to end his career with the Clippers. He was happy. You know, he did that show that got canceled on Netflix, showed his family. He was happy to be home. And now you got to be in Cleveland, Osei. Why'd you trade for him? Rich Paul talking about, I told Darius Garland this your last year here, nigga. I told the GM. Yeah, Rich Paul, come on. You know he's on the show, say. He told us. I seen Bill Simmons wearing a Clutch Sports hoodie on his podcast. It's a lot of sick shit going on, say. What are you doing to the game?
I don't know nothing about that.
Because LeBron is going to Cleveland.
Ooh. You think so?
I think so. He's not staying with the Lakers. He's going home.
He might.
He's not.
They don't stay with the Lakers.
No, they don't want him. They're moving on to him. That's moving off him. You know it.
That's bullshit.
It's not bullshit. It is what it is. It's snow time, nigga. You see it, Jose. It's the white man area. Hey, man, you better watch out. You're lucky the Cavs don't have a white man they can trade LeBron for. Shit. Yeah, imagine if Evan Mobley was white. He'd be a Laker right now. Sign and trade with LeBron in the offseason. But all jokes aside, Jamar, do you think Darius Garland could be a shining light for the Clippers in this new era that they're trying to build? Because they also got rid of Zubac to the Pacers for two first-round picks.
Bennett Mathurin.
Yeah, Mathurin and Isaiah Jackson. So what do you think about the Clippers' moves of getting rid of Harden and Zubac when they were one of the hottest teams in the league?
Yeah, I just don't...
Because people was trying to say Harden asked for a trade, but now when they trade Zubac, what does it look like Harden demanded a trade and he said he did it?
Now Lucas hurt. Get the fuck out of here.
Huh?
No, I'm saying now Lucas hurt.
But,
Is he grabbing that calf?
Yeah, bro. With the Clippers, even, I don't know, bro. I just don't think that's going to help them
win. Looks, it's like they're tanking, but they're tanking, but they're tanking, but they don't own their first round pick, the Thunder do. They have a first round pick, guys, from the Pacers for this year, but it's protected 1 through 4 and 10 to 30. So it only hits if the pick is between 5 and 9. So what type of first round pick? This is a great draft. Bless you.
That's a heavy protection.
Yeah, it's nasty. Yeah. I've never seen a protection like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How is it protected from 1 through 4 and 10 to 30?
That's crazy.
And we can only hit basically 6 numbers. This is a sick lotto hit.
Yeah.
5 to 9. This draft is great. So they'll get talent there if they get 5 to 9, but. That's nasty.
Then it's not their pick.
Yeah, if it don't hit, then they have to wait until 2031 to get but it's unprotected first. I don't know what the fuck the 2031 draft is.
Yeah,
but I know this 2026 draft is supposed to be generational.
Yeah.
And we can only hit it if it's 5 to 9. I can't even get one of the big three. It's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Clippers are fan foolers, as my Ghanaian brothers would say.
I just don't understand. Like you were saying, it's probably niggas trying not to get none of the bread.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to cut costs. Yeah, they are. That is. Yeah, everybody's doing that. Yeah, they are. That's it. What you're right. That is what it is.
Yeah, like
got to. And they're trying to keep the options open for 2027.
Yeah,
that free agency class of Giannis, Donovan Mitchell, Jokic can be there.
Oh, that's what everybody's preparing for.
Yeah, 2027.
It's all because of the cap.
Because that reminded me of the 2020.
Yeah, it is. The second apron.
So now niggas is watching.
Yeah, everybody's trying to make cut cost moves.
It's like
the
2019.
They're doing that shit, but nobody's going to go nowhere.
That's what I'm saying. Nothing's going to ever happen.
Well,
it's about to get boring and predictable.
2017.
Donovan Mitchell might skip
down. 2019.
2027. Well, you don't care about that?
Because we can already predict where niggas is going just because of situations and what's smart. Because of that shit.
But that's why this Cleveland experiment is interesting, because they said, according to reports weeks ago, Donovan Mitchell was hip to moving Garland for Harden. He thinks this is an upgrade. Do you? They're
for
a team
who?
That
for
does.
For the Clippers?
Yeah.
For the Cavs.
Is it an upgrade for the Cavs?
Yeah, to get Harden? Rid of Garland for James Harden. Because it's hilarious. This is a team that has underachieved in the playoffs, and then you get James Harden. This is my brother, but we know what
he's
he does when it's hot.
Achieves. Yeah, it's hot, like you said.
Yeah, he's a trickster.
Games 5-7. That's where he's, for some, whatever reason, that shit is just weird.
It's get the shit daddy syndrome. I don't know what goes on. Get the yips. Whatever. The yips. I don't get it. D'Lo, do you think this helps?
That's a wild way to put
the Cavs?
It, the Cavs.
It's an upgrade from Garland to me.
It's
an upgrade from Garland.
Yeah, he's a better
Garland,
player.
For one, he's undersized. Mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't really perform that well when it's hot.
Harden plays defense.
He's better than Garland. Garland's undersized.
And they did. And guys, we can't forget they also traded DeAndre Hunter and got Dennis Schroeder and Keon Ellis. And
I think that was a good pickup.
Lot of people are upset. Keon Ellis has been playing well this year. He's
a
very good defender.
So they got Dennis Schroeder. Okay.
And Keon Ellis.
I didn't know about that.
And then you get James Harden, too. So it's like, yeah, they front court. That's why they were happy to get rid of Lonzo. Bye.
They might be able to get to the
also getting bought out, too.
Yeah.
But I think that it's going to be.
I like the Cavs' little retool, yeah.
It's an upgrade, but. They're not going to go anywhere, I feel like, when it comes down to it. But
you don't think they can make a little a secret push to the finals?
I don't believe in Cleveland, bro. I
think another reason why they were happy to get rid of DeAndre Hunter is because of how Jalen Tyson's been playing, too. Their first round pick from last year. Yeah, and he's averaging 14 points, 5 rebounds, shooting 52% from the field.
And they have Max Strus still.
48% from three. Yeah, Max
Strus. Dean Wade. Ain't that his name?
Like
Dean Wade or something?
Yeah, Dean Wade, he's there too. But yeah, Jalen Tyson shooting 48% from three on 4 attempts per game. He's getting more runs. He's playing 28 minutes per game. So that's why they were comfortable getting rid of Hunter. So you give him more minutes. Now you add Schroeder and Keon Ellis to your rotation. You replace Garland with Harden.
Yeah. This is just going to be them clutch moments, man.
Yeah, that's Mitchell. That's you, brother.
Yeah,
Spider-Man.
You got to be Mitchell.
Yeah, it's Spider-Man. You're
the only one. Maybe Schroeder every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. Almost world class.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I do like the moves Cleveland made. I think other than the Wizards, they've made the moves that I'm like, all right.
But you worried about James Harden. He not going to resign, though. You think he's going to resign?
I think, yeah.
He can opt out and then sign with somebody else.
Yeah, but
he
wants that security, but
yeah,
because we got it. Yeah, because Garland, you're not gonna give up Garland for 1 year of Harden, because
not even a year.
Yeah, exactly. A few months, because
shit, a lot of these teams are doing that though. That's what they basically did for Hunter. Hunter wasn't even there a year. Basically, was there a year, but
yeah, but they extended him. They extended him, but they flipped him. But just like the Grizzlies did, they gave 3J the max, but we flipping you, brother. We realize we don't.
But then when
they
Cleveland
gave
Bane
the extension, they flipped them.
Because they would have Harden, then they would have Mitchell and Mobley. And them three is over, right? Or
the Harden,
max.
Harden, you know, it's only going to be like a 2 year deal. Because he's already older.
36.
So, yeah, so he's. Because that's why.
Some nice niggas can still get the max, like KD or a of staff.
Yeah, but KD, he got the max, but he took a little pay cut. Yeah. Harden, I don't think he want to take pay cuts no more because he did it for the Sixers and he did it for the Clippers, and look how they did him. I mean, bro, look how Daryl Morey is a liar, and I'll never. No, Daryl Morey is a liar, and I'll never be in an organization with him again. I'll say it again, and the Chinese people clapped because they don't fuck with Daryl Morey because of what he said, man. It's hilarious. That's why Harden's hilarious. He knew where to do that shit, man.
Wasn't he on that Sixers team that lost the second round against the Celtics?
Yes, he was, and he choked up in that game 6 and 7. Don't mind. But he did make game winning shot before that.
Game 4.
Game 4. He be balling, but then he be fucking up, man. That's my brother, though. But another move. Let's continue because it was eventful, guys.
B, why didn't you send that?
Do you guys think about the other side of the Clippers move? The Pacers getting Zubac. Does that move you, D-Lo? You lose Miles Turner. You get Zubac.
It's an upgrade for me.
Yeah.
It don't do shit for them right now.
Yeah, if it's more so for the next season. They looking at it like, all right, Haliburton come back. We have Zubac. And then this high draft pick we're going to get. Because we got the best draft odds in the East right now. Because we ass.
Damn.
So that's what I'm saying. Everybody going to be taking their plan. 2027 is going to be a problem. Pacers. And the Wizards. So, Osei Zubac, what do you think about him on the Pacers?
I mean, Zubac on the Pacers, that's a good replacement for Miles Turner.
Do you think he can play to their pace, though, in their style? Because Clippers are one of the slowest paced teams in the league. You know, they old.
They might have to slow it down.
Man, they already slow it down.
I mean, they're not, you know what I'm saying? That fits Zubac.
But that's their advantage is they pace. You know, they don't really got no real superstar. It's just Haliburton. He's the Haliban, but I mean, we got to see how he comes back after that injury. And then you got Siakam. I mean, a lot of people are questioning if this is the end of his peak. He got an accidental all-star game because he's a foreigner. We'll talk about that later, but I mean, you trust in that for 27? They gotta get AJ DeBonza or Darren Peterson or Cam Boozer, one of them. They gotta hit. I think.
I like it.
Maybe they'll do something in the 2027 free agency.
So who the Clippers get in replacement? Who the Clippers play Zubac with?
We got Brook Lopez there. They got Isaiah Jackson, and then
that's it. Then
they got that young homie they drafted, the Kalbrenner, whatever.
Clippers might have just fucked up their chances.
They waited till 2027. They'll say that's what it looks like. They tanking, even though they don't have their pick. They just want.
You think Kawhi or something?
Man, some people think
Kawhi said, "Man, fuck this nigga James, bro. I can't do it."
Nah, he said he was surprised by it. He said James's brother. He didn't want him to go. They were balling, but I think the Clippers are looking at it like, hey, if best case scenario, we're a playing team. We don't care about this. We had championship expectations. We don't want to pay all this money just to be a playing team. That's what it is.
Just get knocked out in the first round.
Yeah, so they're like, fuck it. So they're like, all right, we're good enough that the Thunder ain't going to get a top five pick anymore. We think anyways, because it's the lottery. But D'Lo, let's talk about a move that I think wasted a lot of time. The Golden State Warriors trading for Kristaps Porzingis and getting rid of finally Jonathan Kuminga and Buddy Hield to Atlanta.
I thought he was there before.
Porzingis, nah, he's never played for the Warriors. Do you think this moves the needle for Golden State?
Not really. I don't really see what this does much. I mean, Porzingis is going. He's a good asset on paper. Like, he's a rebounder. He stretches the floor.
He played this year,
exactly. He averaged 17 this season, but he can't really stay healthy. Yeah. He hasn't been. He's been on team to team. He's getting passed around like a blunt. It's just at this moment. At this moment, it's like I don't know what to think of him. Especially, I
thought he was going to make the Hawks. Good.
I'm just thinking, since COVID, bro, he's been on like five different teams already.
On the Hawks?
Yeah.
He's been on like five different teams in like 5 years, bro.
He's good in Boston. Now. I think he can make a difference.
He can make a difference if he can stay healthy.
It's like 3 years ago.
If he can stay healthy. And tall, the thing about it is, what they lack in is rebounding, and he doesn't stay down low to rebound. So he's going to be playing the perimeter. So it's like they're still going to be missing a nigga that's going to rebound.
You got his backup is Horford, and you got Draymond. He's barbecue chicken. You just got rid of all the youth in your front court. Jimmy Butler's cooked.
Horford was his backup in. Boston.
Yeah, I know they're together again. Yeah. But they're older now, say?
What, 1-2 years?
No, 3.
And well rested.
No, it's not rested. Harden, Horford's still been playing, but Porzingis, he's cooked. But Jamar, do you think this does anything? They were trying to get Giannis, and you end up with Porzingis?
Yeah, that's
and Jimmy Butler, we can't forget he's fried. I don't think he's going to do nothing next year.
Nah, he's done. Yeah.
And they just gave him an extension, so.
Yeah, I mean they might have a little fun in the regular season when they play. You know what I'm saying? Knocking down some threes.
Knocking down some threes.
Yeah, but when the playoffs start, like it ain't gonna mean nothing for real, for real.
They get in.
Yeah, if they get in.
They're a playing team.
Steph needs to get his ass on the court too.
They can preserve him to the playoffs, like Boston.
They can't. They don't have enough talent to do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jimmy Butler's gone. So you need help. Now, pronto, stat, help. So, let's talk about a move I do like Nikola Vucevic to the Celtics. And they gave up Anthony Simons and some pieces, you know. Do you think Vucevic can help the Celtics make a secret late playoff push?
I think this is going to be.
He's averaging 17-9, shooting 37% from three, 50% from the field.
I think this is going to be good for them for like this year, but really for next year when Jason come back. Like when Jason come back and they keep him, yeah, I think they're going to be tough in the East. Yeah,
Gucci, man, made a couple game winning shots this year. Yeah. He's a clutch man, I'll say.
And like they got this? That other center too, Quetta.
Oh yeah,
also man,
the Portuguese brother,
I think that move is gonna help him over the next 2 years. This year, I mean, we gonna see it can help him in the East for sure.
East is wide open, guys.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we gonna see. But I think when Jason come back, then they really gonna be better. Yeah.
I'll say when you look at the East and the one seed is the Pistons, the two seed is the Knicks. 3 seed is the Celtics, 4 seed is the Cavs, the 5th seed the Raptors, and the 6th seed the 76ers. Who do you think made a move that, you know, out of those guys, do you like the most? Celtics getting Vucevic or the Cavs retooling?
I think the Vucevic joint was the best move for real, for real.
Knicks got Jose Alvarado. You care
about
that?
That's what Boston's been lacking.
Yeah, big.
I mean, that was a nice little pickup, too.
Yeah.
And he can shoot, so. And he can rebound. He's all right. He's pretty good rebound before his size, so. Yeah, I think Boston made the best move out east.
Boston.
Yeah, so Giannis ain't going nowhere, then.
Yeah.
The trade deadline, have you seen one?
Yeah.
I still think the Wizards made the best move.
I hear you, yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the Wizards. Yeah, the Wizards definitely, but you didn't name the Wizards in that list.
Yeah, I was naming about the teams like playoff contenders.
Oh, but,
but the Wizards definitely made the best.
Overall, I agree with y'all.
But if we're talking about those, then yeah, I agree.
Boston,
yeah.
Jamar,
yeah, that I can help them the best, to win.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, it was just Boston and Cleveland, right?
Yeah, basically.
Philly made it so, but it wasn't.
Yeah, Philly, they got rid of Jared McCain basically to get more assets and get cap space so that they can pay Quentin Grimes in the offseason. And also, we got to salute the bust alert, Rob Dillingham getting traded from Minnesota, getting Ayo Dosunmu. That's a nice move for them. Because Rob Dillingham, they traded like 2 first-round picks to get him. Mm-hmm. he ended up being replaced by Bones Highland in the rotation before making this trade. So hopefully you can find your way in Chicago. But the Bulls got like 10
points. Mitchell is insane, bro.
Halo, you don't believe in him?
No, I just never
No.
He was doing that in Utah.
Yeah, I sent you that yesterday.
Yeah. But, all right, guys. There's a lot of moves, but we don't care about all these moves.
Yeah, the rest of the moves is a lot of cash considerations.
A lot of fillers.
Kennard. Let's talk about the Pistons did try to make some moves to improve. They got Kevin Huerter and Dario Saric. Does that help them?
Yeah, I didn't even know you. They're
the one seed. And this is what they did to try to improve their team, the Pistons.
They did what?
They got Kevin Huerter, Red Velvet.
Was they lacking 3-point shooting?
And Dario?
And they only had like.
I mean, they got rid of Ivy. I guess they needed it.
Well, they got Dario?
Yeah, Dario Saric.
I mean, that could
Yeah, Jaden Ivy. Yeah, it sucks.
That was depth wise.
But yeah, I don't know, man. D'Lo, this is what the one seed in the East is trying to do to make the finals.
And, I mean, they already said this is just to try to make sure they, have a bench. They're already good.
Speaking about extending the bench. Real quick, guys, I know you guys didn't like this move when I had it on the CV. You said it was nasty. But I got to ask, because this SGA injury made, I think, the Thunder go and get Jared McCain from the 76ers. I believe they also did this because they need shooters. Because outside of Aaron Wiggins and Isaiah Joe, AJ Mitchell, come back, brother. They haven't had much shooting, so.
I thought Lou Dort was good at it. He sucked, and then he got that. He's
corner three.
But he's hot. He's hot. He's a hit or miss. He's not a great shooter.
Yeah, you can't depend on him. And then Chetna,
Dang, you said it bad.
Chetna?
Nah, that's what I call him sometimes.
Once AJ Mitchell get back, they'd be all right.
You said when J Dub gets back, or who?
I said AJ Mitchell.
Yeah, I mean, right now the Thunder are, of course, the one seed in the West. They're 40-12, four games ahead of the 4.5 games ahead of the Spurs. So I think this move, it might be something that people don't rate, but I think this was going to have to do something with the long-term construction, because Lou Dort's about to be a free agent. Hartenstein's about to be a free agent. I think you got to keep Hartenstein because Chet, he needs a bodyguard. You can't. And Thomas Sorber not ready. He didn't play yet. Yeah. And
Hartenstein ain't going. No, he just got him not too long ago.
That's what I'm saying. So they got to pay him. But you think they're keeping Lou Dort, D'Lo?
He's expendable.
Yeah, that's why you get McCain, too.
Usually the... His prototype in the NBA, those are the people who get
the 3-and-D guys. Yeah.
Well, not even that necessarily 3-and-D, but just the extracurricular defense. You know what I'm saying? Like, go above and beyond.
The linebackers.
He don't even dribble the ball great. He be getting plucked and shit. So, he really just a catch and shoot.
Yeah.
Play defense and hustle.
Yeah, hustle man.
He gonna get paid because he got a ring, though.
Yeah.
He gonna go somewhere and they gonna
He play it. Hard, so he gonna get paid. I feel like he's an active guy.
But yeah, guys, alright, let's move on to the All-Star Game rosters. If you guys aren't aware out there, the new format is that you have the Rising Stars game. And then whoever wins the Rising Stars game joins the All-Star game, but they're not All-Stars, and then you have a four-team tournament. The winning of the Rising Stars tournament versus these three All-Star teams, which are the Stars, the Stripes, and the World. So the Stars team is Scottie Barnes, Donovan Mitchell, Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, Anthony Edwards, Chet Holmgren, Jalen Johnson, and Tyrese Maxey. Basically, the young homies, the little homies, and Booker. And then you got the stripes, the old men. You got LeBron, KD, Steph, Brunson, Jaylen Brown, Kawhi, Donovan Mitchell, and Norman Powell, even though he should be on Team World, but we'll talk about that later or right now. He plays for the Jamaican national team, guys. Why are you still making him play for the USA? Let him go to the world team, especially since SGA heard he ain't playing in no all-star game. But the world team is Giannis, Denny, Luka, SGA, Jokic, Jamal Murray, Siakam, Cat, and Wemby. And we know Giannis is out. He's not playing. And Adam Silver added Kawhi to the all-star game because they hated
say he might not play either.
Right? Yeah, Anthony. Yeah. Bro, nobody want to play. It's the all-star game. Nobody care about this. LeBron was asking to not be added. He didn't want to go. You think Kawhi wants to go?
Format from last year, yeah. Right? But it's like two or three games.
Yeah, two games.
Bro, this is worse than just
it's nasty.
Game.
It's a joke.
They should just go back to East and West and just
That's where it should go back.
Yeah, but
that's what everybody.
They were tired of the talent disparity between the East and the West.
Who gives a fuck, man?
Yeah. It's been like that for years. So. Yeah, all know the West is better than the East. Yeah. It's been like that.
Yeah, the West has better owners and better front offices. It is what it is. Yeah.
Earlier, like, when we was in, like, middle school and high school, it used to be more competition in them joints. Then it started getting crazy towards the end when we was in high school.
The person that made the East hot was LeBron. Them and then the Celtics and then the Pacers had a good run. Toronto, those were, like, the good front offices. Yeah, in the East.
Oh, no, I'm just talking about the All-Star game.
Oh, true. Yeah, but I'm just talking about, like, because that's what it is. Like, we know it's the front offices. Yeah. And it's not like, one team has an advantage. They all got the same salary cap they're working with. It's just some owners care and know how to identify good GMs that can hire good coaches and build a good front office, and then niggas in the East don't care. The Wizards finally started caring. Shout out to Ted Leonsis, little sucker. Finally put in smart people like Michael Winger and Will Dawkins. It took you 20 years, but you finally did it. Congratulations, bum. But anywho, I'm not giving him no credit for this. He's a buster. But I don't care if I get banned from your building, man. I got TV. I got Monumental.
Buddy.
But anywho.
I care.
Hey, bit. Leave D-Lo out of it, Leonsis. It's just me, Danny Dujemfi. I'm putting my name on. I don't give a damn about you, sucker. Anywho, let's talk about a guy that Osei didn't believe in, but he's the greatest teenager you've ever seen, Osei. That's Cooper Flagg. 30 ball, 40 ball. Youngest person is... he has the 18-year-old scoring record, Osei, and the 19-year-old scoring record. And he just turned 19. He's went up another level, Osei. Normally, they talk about how kids hit the rookie wall. He hasn't hit it yet. And we almost had all-star break. How you feeling, Osei? This white man's the truth. I told you, we talked about him yesterday. He's 6'9", plus 4 wingspan. He's a freak.
I mean,
show him love.
He got the green light. He got good coaching, So, I mean, I was just watching the game earlier today. He got potential. He's looking good, Once he gets his muscle up and all that, IQ and all that, I could see him being, something special in the league.
What the fuck is this? Oh my god! Yeah, I knew he was about to call the timeout, bro.
This.
Oh my god!
What do you see in Jamar?
No defense.
This dominating, bro. This nigga. Look, all right. What the fuck? First,
76ers up 65-51 over the Lakers.
Yeah, motherfucking. Before that, the Sixers got a rebound, easy putback. Then they came on the other end. LeBron, DeAndre, set a screen. And first he didn't get back to get the rebound. And then he came back. He set a screen for LeBron. LeBron just chucked like a Steph Curry deep three. It hit the front of the rim. They got the rebound. And then on the defense coming back, DeAndre Ayton, instead of going, I guess his thought process was he couldn't go to Embiid because that would have left Maxi wide open. Yeah. Instead of going to the baseline, I guess he wanted to stop the three, but he was moving slow. And then Maxi just ran past him and he got the easy layup. And then JJ called the timeout.
Yeah, Skeets.
Yeah, that flow was a nasty flow.
Yeah, the Lakers, they ain't going nowhere, I'll say.
But Luka,
congratulations on getting Luke Kennard for Gabe Vincent, a.k.a. Shamar Moore, NBA edition. But I don't know if that's going to help the Snowtime Lakers. But
Luka hurt.
Yeah. He just got hopefully hurt. It's not bad.
It's not bad, though.
But tonight, Jamar Hooper flagged. He had 32 points. 14 on 27 shooting, 2 for 5 from 3. Also had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks.
How many free throws do you have?
Just 2. Oh, that's what I'm saying. He's an ethical hooper, Jamar. He's an ethical hooper. He's a prophet. He's the one. Greatest teenager I've ever seen.
He's the one.
D-Lo, do you agree with me? Best teenager you ever seen in the NBA?
On paper, maybe, but no.
Who are you still going with? LeBron, Ramon?
Probably go LeBron or Melo. LeBron or Melo.
Crazy?
Huh?
I said it's LeBron.
No, it's Cooper. Hands down. It's Cooper, man.
The best we've seen?
Yeah, it's Cooper. For me. He's getting 30 balls a night. LeBron didn't get 49.
You're going off paper.
No, I'm going off what I'm seeing, too. I'm watching the games.
LeBron was getting that, too.
Now. Yeah, but he wasn't getting it like this with ease.
His highlights are way better than Cooper.
Yeah, because he's an athletic freak, but it doesn't take away from what Cooper Flagg is achieving. And he's doing this in a more competitive era. We know this era of basketball is the most talented. You agree with me compared to 2003? It is. And he's white. He's not LeBron, one of the greatest athletes in American or the world history, just in terms of his physique, his size, his power, his endurance, his longevity. LeBron's one of the greatest athletes ever, just on a physique standpoint.
But LeBron was and way Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm more impressed with Cooper Flagg. He doesn't have the athletic tax. I'm getting this off skill, nigga. I'm athletic for a white man. But I'm not LeBron's athletic for like all time.
I mean, athletic. Cooper ain't LeBron athletic.
He's an athlete. He is athletic. That's what I'm saying. Cooper Flagg is very athletic for a white man. For a black man, it's good.
But even for a black man, yeah, I mean,
what's Cooper? You even wasn't impressed by his wingspan. You didn't like it.
There's nobody.
You didn't like his physique.
He's more athletic than a nigga like Rui.
Because he's half Asian, though. He's half Asian. That hurts him. That hurts him. Exactly. That's the Asian. No offense. That's why they're better at baseball. They're better at baseball, not basketball. They don't have the flow.
Oh,
look at when they be breakdancing.
But it's a lot of 6'9 niggas that's like
stiff, boss.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, Zion Cooper's a fluid athlete.
This nigga, oh my God.
He got blocked again.
The ball down for nothing.
Yeah. Why did he put the ball on the floor? Just go up.
He just got blocked.
Yeah, because he put the ball on the floor.
No, he got blocked before.
He said possession before that, and B sent his shit.
Oh, he got
fouled. So this time around,
anyway.
He tried to end with a.
He got fouled. So it don't matter. He got fouled, supposedly.
Yeah, so it was good. He got two shots.
Which he didn't got fouled. He got swatted.
Jamar, is LeBron or the best team you ever seen or Melo?
That's tough, man.
Going with the white man. White power. Segment.
Teenager, man.
But nah, yeah, Cooper. I do feel y'all LeBron, but I think y'all cheating because we know LeBron became the greatest. That's why y'all cheating. Yeah, because y'all
see that's who's the best we've seen.
But nah, because
it's LeBron. To me. Shit.
It might be Melo for real.
18, 19-year-old LeBron? That was crazy. Watching that in the league.
Melo was cooking too.
Yeah. They stole the rookie of the year from him.
Melo had the best. He had the best rookie. He was the best rookie.
Yeah, because he's actually going to lead his team. He actually led his team to the playoffs. Cooper Flagg isn't. LeBron didn't.
But Cooper is cooking, though.
That's what I'm saying, he's, man.
The thing about Cooper, though, I will say, is like you can actively see him getting better.
Yeah, man, throughout the season. Because, like, LeBron, he was clunky. He shot, like, 40% from the field as a rookie. He was stinky.
I mean, he didn't have to.
25-5, he had good overall.
His first year is better than LeBron's year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I get LeBron. Osei's a LeBron fan, so he always going to say LeBron the best. But Cooper Flagg's rookie season is objectively better. Not just numbers. It is numbers, but his production.
It is better.
Yeah. LeBron shot 41% from the field as a rookie. Cooper Flagg shooting 48%. They both are stinky from three. Cooper Flagg's 29%. LeBron 29%.
And that's worse for Cooper in this era.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true, because it's more LeBron valuable. LeBron would have
been getting those numbers in this era, too.
Huh?
LeBron would be averaging more points in this era.
But he didn't play in this era. We talked about what they did relative to their time. So, hey, it is
and
what
that's
it
what
is.
I'm saying. I'm saying relative to this time, Cooper Flagg, should be like, if you're going to put it to LeBron back in there, it should be like
80% 30, from the free throw line. Cooper Flagg, while LeBron was like 73%. He's a better shooter. More efficient, more scoring, more rebounds, less assists.
Yeah, that 7 points is big.
Yeah, so I think by the end, right now, Cooper Flagg is averaging 20 a game. I think now that AD gone, by then, he probably will be averaging like 23, 20, maybe 24 a game. I think so, bro. He's been averaging 30 the last 10 games. He's been going crazy because it's just him.
And we'll be nowhere near playing.
Yeah, and neither was LeBron. LeBron didn't make the playoffs either, so that don't matter. You're a rookie.
He gonna go
when you're a rookie. That's why.
Go in the slump.
That's why Carmelo.
What was LeBron's rank though? What were they?
They were low. 10. They were low. I remember that team.
Yeah, they may be 9-10 or something.
Yeah, but
they make it to the playoffs. I know.
Yeah,
they
I mean,
they were like 10.
I think Cooper going. He gonna go in a little slump though.
And this team is ass now that there's no AD. Kyrie ain't there. It's him, Najee Marshall, Gafford. Lively's out for the season, and you got
PJ Washington.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, but then they're gonna start zeroing in on his ass.
I mean, they've been doing it. He's been the only guy there, and he's been getting 30 balls, 49, 38.
We're gonna see if it continues, because that's a lot to ask of a rookie to continue for a whole NBA season.
He can handle the pressure. I believe in him. But yeah, you're right. We'll see. But let me go. Oh, say I'm looking up 2004 for you to see where the Lakers, or excuse me, the Cavaliers.
Missed the playoffs by one game. What the fuck? In his rookie year, that's nothing.
Yeah, that's cool. But Carmelo made the playoffs in a harder conference, and they still didn't let him get Rookie of the Year. But whatever. Cooper Flagg is going to win Rookie of the Year. Unless people go find love to Cooper, to Con Canipal. I don't know, because Con, man, he's been balling. The Hornets, they keep balling. We tried to tell you last week, America, watch the Hornets. They beat the Rockets tonight. And right now, they are the 10th seed. They're 24-28, 8-game winning streak. They've won 9 of their last 10. And when you look at what the Hawks did, I think the Charlotte can pass them. They're like 2.5 games behind them. Miami, do you guys believe in the Heat after they did nothing to improve their team?
I didn't believe them before.
Right now they're 27-25. They're the 8th seed.
I mean, what's going to happen?
I'm trying to think if Charlotte can get up there to 8th seed. They're 3 games behind. Why not? And Orlando, I tried to tell y'all, man, Jamal Mosley, they don't fuck with that nigga, man. He tried to dap niggas up a couple days ago, D-Lo. Nobody dapped him up. You seen it?
Oh, shit.
Everybody walked through him. You didn't see that?
Nah, I did not. I'm
telling y'all, Jamal Mosley, remember I told you he was my coach? He was my Darvin Ham watch list, man. Forget a slit, hand in the pocket all-star. Once a fan on Reddit said that he never seen the nigga with the clipboard, that's when I knew he was in trouble. Just a fake motivator. Jabari, fake Dan Campbell. Just trying to talk to them niggas. Go hard on dudes. But they're not working. Shout out to Charles Lee. Remember y'all saw how he ran into LaMelo and he had that hard hat? Afterwards, he ran in the locker room when they won. You didn't see that? See, hey, man, the NBA is hilarious. There's a lot of funny things going on, but...
Damn, this thing Embiid is cooking.
Yeah, man, he's back, man. He's back like cook crack.
He getting the swag back.
He got away with whatever that shit that PG didn't get away with.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, we didn't talk about it. Paul George, 25-game suspension for alleged, you know, whatever drugs or, you know, anti-doping policy, drug policy.
Supposedly mental health medicine.
Yeah, so I hope he all right. But, yeah, Embiid is easy. He's back like cook crack. Do you believe in it, though, D-Lo? Do you think it's sustainable?
No, but it's good to enjoy while I can.
Yeah, I respect it. He's another one of my favorite players that he's just a trickster. I don't know. It's something to me that I like tricksters.
They will not
just great this. Scores that be fucking up, Jamal. Yeah. I don't know it. And they were teammates before, Harden and Embiid. Yeah. Oh, and with Doc. Daniel's just the trickster's all-star team. Whoa, with Tobias with him, another trickster. Oh, yeah, that nigga's just way stealing money in Detroit. They just paying him to be a good leader, man. And he's getting 12 points. Get out of here. That's lucky they know the one seed. They needed to use that money for something else.
Yeah, I mean, probably, how long is his contract? Probably
his career is just copy-paste.
Yeah, it is. I'm giving you 12 to 14.
It's the same every year. Bro.
Unless
that
1 year.
Doesn't have to play, just copy whatever he did last year and put it over to the next year.
Hey, that nigga, so you telling me he's a real on paper all star?
Looks just, the same.
Yeah, well,
look at the stat joint. Each year looks the same.
Chill, man. No,
14, yeah. 5 rebounds, 1 point something assists.
Copy and paste.
It's pretty much copy and paste.
Yeah, stat. Last year, 13. The year before that, 13 and 4.6. Last year, 13 and 5.
What did I say? Copy and paste. Oh,
then he had 17. That was an anomaly year, then 14.
Copy and paste.
Then another 17. Oh, the 19. Yeah, see, back in the days, he used to score more, but yeah.
I told you he's
scoring. Whoa, but then when you go back to his back in his days, 14, 17, 14. Well, he likes doing that. He likes doing 14 and 17.
19 and the 19.
Yeah, 19, 18.
That's where he got
to do it. Well, 20. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the 19 was just copy and paste of the 19. Yeah, it is.
Wow. His career average is 16, though. We'll see the average between the 14 and 17, just 16. Sweet 16. Hey, man, shout out to Tobias Harris.
Average guy.
Oh, bro, what the fuck?
Average Wang.
Yeah, we'll say your Lakers walking him down. 76.
Nigga is fucking balling,
yeah,
bro.
74-68, Lakers walking him down.
I'm mad as shit I ain't go to that Wizards game, man. I should have tried there, though. Yeah, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, he wasn't paying attention. I was telling you, AJ was telling you. People were trying to tell you they coming, man. I don't know why. He wasn't listening. Oh.
6 points. He's balling.
Seven. Two. Yeah, but he's balling. Two for nine from the field.
I'm saying,
we don't know.
If that's just fan loving.
That's all it was.
Running the floor.
Oh, yeah, God, just fan loving. Just fan loving, man. Six. That's all. But oh, guys, this is the last year of Tobias Harris's contract. He's getting $26 million. Out of there. They gave him 2 years, $52 million contract.
We might fuck around.
Now he's gonna get the.
Huh? You gonna sign him? Be a good leader?
I don't know. On some shit.
Well, he's gonna be 34, so he's not going nowhere.
Veterans.
Yeah, be a nice veteran, a good locker room presence. Yeah. Career 35% three-point shooter, that's average. Yeah. Somebody gonna use it. Not the Wizards no more. Too much cap space with Trae Young and AD taking that up now. But,
I don't know is he still going to get 20, though?
Nah, he might get like 15, though.
12.
Tobias.
12. No. I guess
12 million? Nothing. What, so 50, what you think he's going to get? Going from $26 million a year to what?
How old is he?
He's going to be 34 in July.
Oh, he's getting a 2 year job. He's getting a, like $8 million a year.
216.
See, I said 12. Damn.
Yeah, 2 for 24.
What do you think he's getting?
2 for 24.
How much you thought he's getting?
2 for 24. Yeah, $12 million.
Oh, I thought you said 20 million.
Oh, nah.
That's why I said, how much you thought you
were? Oh, nah, 12. That's why I was like, 12, cut that 26 to 12.
Yeah, I give it a...
Yeah, 2 for 24.
He might get the...
Or two for 20.
His pops is agent, so he's that nigga good. He might get this 12, actually. He's been finessing for a while.
Yeah, his dad be hooking him up.
I think it's his dad or his uncle, one of the two.
Kawhi, Uncle Dennis?
That nigga know how to count numbers. He's been finessing for years on the contract. So he might get
and that. And his cousin is Channing Frye? I didn't know that. A trickster.
Yeah, another nigga that got a lot of bread, too.
Yeah, it's a funny family.
Oh, yeah, he got the ring with the Cavs, right? Mm-hmm.
That's why he gets to be a median to talk. Remember we was talking about that? You got to get a ring or be on a notable team to be on media. Channing Frye, Richard Jefferson, Perkins, all LeBron lovers, and they're all teammates. And then Perkins is Celtics connection. KG and Paul Pierce, Celtics. You got Shumpert, Knicks, and won a ring with the Cavs, LeBron. But he don't show LeBron love. He be hating. So they banished him to the shadow realm until he got back on ESPN on accident. But, yeah, man. So speaking of ESPN media, let's end the show with this real quick. Tim Legler, noted analyst, he said that some nights he's calling games or watching games, and he feels like guys are just borderline disinterested, not even giving they all out there. And those are hard blows because it sucks. It feels like basketball is the only sport that gets that backlash that people say that, hey, you can tell that people ain't giving they all, because you don't hear that in football. I don't hear that in hockey. I don't hear that in baseball. But that's always a prevalent issue in basketball. And I guess you can note certain nights, because the other night, Jared Allen had 40 points and 17 rebounds against the Blazers. And that was a historic game. And Jared Allen isn't supposed to have 40 points.
We've been getting our ass bust by like 30, 40 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Teams be... The Wizards, they gave up like 140 the other night to I forgot who, but yeah, teams be bullshitting.
Oh, it was the Sacramento.
Yeah, exactly. In Sacramento, they be bullshitting. There's a lot of teams that, like the Pacers, they...
And hitting that free throw last shot.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Money for him. That's his money shot.
Like 30, I think. God damn.
But what do y'all think about that and the perceived lack of effort that is given on a night-to-night basis?
I think it's some truth to it, because it's a little different. B-S 28. I got 30.
Oh, 30 now, okay.
Yeah. But... Yeah, I think it is some truth to that. Cause I think it has to do with the money, too. A lot to do with the money. Players are getting a lot more money now. So, especially when they get that first big little contract or that big one that they get, you be seeing a lot of players now be taking it easy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's not as many players that got that drive as it used to be, you know, to really be great or just want to play.
Because the money is the drive. I forgot who it was, but he even admitted that, hey, I grew up in the NIL era. I wouldn't be as hungry by the time I got to the NBA, because I've been a millionaire already.
A lot. Some of these players, a lot more than how it used to be, didn't grow up in harsher conditions than the players.
That's true also, because it's expensive to play sports, so you have to come from a family and that has the resources.
Niggas
that
don't play outside no more
that like family members or past NBA players.
Yeah, too. Or executives or coaches. Yeah.
You gotta know somebody to get in the league most of the time, unless you're just that good.
It's not even that. You need the resources. Yeah. You need the money to play, to have a trainer.
But
the networking is to play in the AAU circuit, whether you're in EYBL or in the Adidas circuit. That's what it is. That's why guys go to certain schools. Like, Darren Peterson went to Kansas because he's an Adidas athlete. And Kansas is the best Adidas school. Like, these kids are going to schools because of political issues, because of the shoes. The same thing. You play for certain AAU teams because of your shoes. That's why Nike gets everybody, because you have EYBL, you have all these, you have Peach Jam in Atlanta. All these circuits are where the guys go. Like, like y'all said, the anomaly that can get through the cracks is like Anthony Edwards. He's a brother from the hood that became the number one overall pick. But that's like the most recent example. You can even say someone like even John Morant. He's not one. He grew up in the suburbs. His dad played high school ball with Ray Allen. They won state titles in South Carolina. His dad knew people because, yeah, he's a basketball player, played college ball, almost played, I think he played overseas a little bit until Ja got born and, you know, took care of the family. So, yeah, like y'all said, it is harder to get in the league. That's why the anomalies are the what replaced the hood is the foreigners. That's the new hood niggas, Joel Embiid, niggas like that, Pascal Siakam. Those are the new niggas from the struggle.
They be coming from the struggle over there. That is true.
Fucking Jokic. Yeah, him and Luka Doncic, those type of guys. But, yeah, it's unfortunate. But I don't think it'll change because sports is just too expensive. Yeah. I'll watch this... this YouTube video Jun Lee did, this journalist, he used to work for Washington Post, ESPN, talked about how youth sports is a $40+ million industry in America with AAU, travel tournaments and soccer, baseball, all this stuff. So it's crazy. But, we'll holler at y'all next week. I forgot who someone else got added to the dunk contest. I forgot who though.
It don't matter.
Yeah. Are y'all watching the All-Star game? I'm not. I don't give a fuck about this two-game tournament.
I tried to watch it last.
Last year,
watch it, but I'm not like prioritizing watching like the dunk contest and all that shit.
Shout out to Mac McClung, got picked up by the Bulls.
Oh yeah, two-way.
Yeah, they got like 30,000 guards over there. Why, they
picked them up just for getting the dunk contest?
Nah, they just picked them up because the Bulls are idiots, man.
Why?
Just...
So they can have another 8 guards now?
Yeah, they dumb, man. I don't know what they're doing. Shout out to Kobe White. He on the Hornets now. That'll be a nice addition for them.
All they did was flop the same player.
Yeah.
You flop Kobe White for Sexton.
And then you get Jaden Ivey.
They're the same fucking player.
Yeah. Get rid of Ayo, you get Jaden Ivey, you have Rob Dillingham now. Yeah, the Bulls don't know what they're doing.
Bulls in Sacramento.
Yeah, this is a nasty sequence right now. Somebody got to score. Shout out to Gilbert Arenas that said Rui Hachimura averages a Japanese 11. I don't know what that means. His numbers, he said, someone was like, he averages like 14. He was like, man, that's like a Japanese 11. So shout out to him. But yeah, Lakers, hey, y'all got a 2-point game. I'll say 83-81. You going to finish the game with a dub?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll holler back. All right, no. Ring culture, y'all stay blessed.